It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you today. It is April 3rd. We are heading towards championship weekend in college basketball. The women, the men. You got the men's basketball championship on Monday night. The Final Four is on Saturday. On Sunday, you're going to get the women. Their championship game is going to be played. And on Saturday, right here in our own backyard, not far from our Amherst studios in Buffalo, is going to be the UB women playing for the NIT championship against Troy. Jonah Bronstein's been covering the women's basketball team as well as all other college athletics here in the Western New York area for quite a while. We're going to talk with him right now on the Western Hotline. He's a digital reporter for Channel 4, WIVB, also an AP contributor. What's up, buddy? Good to talk to you today.
Good to join you, Sal. We're going to talk some April Madness in Western New York, which is never been seen around here before.
I love it. You know, I was just saying how cool it is to have a team from this area playing this late into the college basketball season, right? I mean, it hasn't happened in a long, long time, obviously, but that's UB women. How did they get here? Maybe familiarize a lot of our listeners with how the UB women were able to get to this position.
Well, they had a really good season, third season under Coach Becky Burke. Last year, they won 19 games. Now they're up to 29, matching their school record. They started 11-0 in non-conference play, first time UB has ever done that as a women's program. In the MAC season, they were the number three seed, lost in the semifinals, very competitive in the MAC, but that's as far as they went down in Cleveland, and then got an invite to join this WNIT and hosted a first-round game, and they've won four games in the tournament, three of them coming at Alumni Arena, each with a bigger and bigger crowd, and they've all been exciting. Fourth-quarter comebacks and a lot of energy in the gym for this team's postseason run.
What happened in the NIT? How did they get to this particular point over the last week or so?
The first game they beat against UMass, then they went on the road against Southern Indiana, and they played Rutgers last weekend, which was their first time beating a Power 5 team in about 5 years since they were in the NCAA tournament and beat Rutgers to make it to the Sweet 16 a few years back. And now they just won the semifinal game against It's escaping my mind, too. They are playing
Cleveland State
here in the final. Cleveland State. Right. There you go. Thanks, Sale.
There you go. No problem. No problem.
Cleveland State last night, they were only down a point going into the fourth quarter. In their previous games, they were down 10 and 6. And fourth quarter comebacks has been a real theme for this team. Eight different times this year they've won games when they were trailing going into the fourth quarter. Coach Becky Burke has said they almost like being in that position better than having the lead. They play spicier with a little bit more aggressiveness when they're down in the second half, and that's been a theme for their years. And now Troy is a team that they actually opened the season against with a home game in the MAC Sun Belt Challenge, and that was a real entertaining back-and-forth affair. They didn't come back, but it was tied and lead changes a lot in the fourth quarter, and UB won that game 80-78 to kick off the season.
I'm looking here. They had an overtime win along the way here, it looks like, from UMass. Huh? I mean, so you never know. I mean, this is what happens in March. You have to be able to kind of survive in advance, right? That's what the old saying is, obviously, from Jimmy V.
Yeah, and it's a nice opportunity for this team. Obviously, the goal is to win your conference and go to the NCAA tournament. But especially in the women's games, the top teams are so good that a school like the MAC, UB made the Sweet 16 before. They made it to the second round in the past. But it's very hard to win games in that tournament. This tournament, more winnable games, opportunities to play at home, which doesn't happen in the national tournaments, and even in the WBIT, which is another tournament, those games are played, the finals and the semifinals played at Hinkle Fieldhouse, where Butler plays in Indiana, and that's a really cool experience for the team and the players and the coach to go there. But for the culture and the fans and local college basketball, having a championship game in Buffalo, in Western New York, is a rare experience. It doesn't happen in the other tournaments, and you have to have a team that's good enough to get to this level to be able to cut down the nets on your home floor. There's very, very few teams. You know, there's about 1,800 women's college basketball teams at all the levels, Division I, II, or III, junior college, and everything you want to count. And UB and Troy are going to be two of the last four playing in the whole country. There's going to be the women's national championship game, Division I, on Sunday, and Saturday, there's going to be the WNIT game in Buffalo.
I love that. Saturday at 5 p.m. If you want tickets, go to ubbulls.com. Let's pack Alumni Arena and root on the UB women in the NIT championship. A couple of players maybe of note. If you're going to the game, you're a little unfamiliar, or maybe just because we should recognize some of the better players on this team and what they've done this year. Tell us about that, Jonah.
Yeah, the best player is Shella Watson, a shooting guard that's averaging a little over 20 points a game. She's in the top 20 nationally in scoring. She was up there, even a little bit higher last year. She's been UB's best player since she got brought into the program last year by Becky Burke. She played for her at the previous college. And the starting point guard is a really cool story. Lonnie Cornfield, she's a Cattaraugus Reservation native, played high school basketball and lacrosse, had a twin sister, Shawnee, who was really, the better high school player and a higher recruited prospect. Her sister got a Division I scholarship, and Lonnie went to junior college out of high school and worked her way up to being a Division I player, was at Southern Mississippi for a couple of years, playing in the same Sun Belt Conference against Troy twice a year, and then transferred home to UB this year to play in front of her friends and family and be closer to home and play for a really competitive team that she thought had a chance to maybe make it to the NCAA tournament. And now she's been a great player for them in this postseason run. She plays almost 40 minutes a night, keys their defense, getting 4, 5, 6 steals in almost every game. And, made the last field goal of the game last night. She's really turned into probably their second or third best offensive player, their best defensive player, and a real team leader.
That is UB Women. They're playing on Saturday for the Women's NIT Championship. Jonah Bronstein joined us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. On the men's side, a fantastic season for Damon men's basketball. Unfortunately, it ended a little bit too soon. They were the only remaining undefeated college basketball team at any level in the entire country. They go into the Division II tournament, and they ultimately lose in the second round at home, St. Thomas Aquinas. Tough to beat a team four times in a year, right, Jonah? I mean, they'd already beaten them three times in a year. But now we also know great recognition for Mike McDonald, named the Division II Men's Basketball Coach of the Year. If you could kind of just familiarize Damon men's basketball and their season and review it with our listeners, that'd be great.
Well, Damon's had a strong program really since Mike McDonald came in about 11 years ago, but it really hit its zenith this past year, being undefeated for the entire regular season, as you mentioned, being the last undefeated team left in college basketball at any level. And making it to the NCAA tournament, they were ranked number one in the country in one of the national polls and number two in the other, got the opportunity to host the East Regional NCAA tournament games, which is another unique experience in West New York college basketball because that Division II tournament starts on campus sites for the first three rounds. And Damon was able to host those games, won the first round game, did not win the second round game, and wasn't able to play in that regional final a couple nights later. But it was still, you know, that was a really cool experience being in those gyms because Damon Lumsden Gymnasium is not very big. It was sold out quickly, but it had that packed high school gym atmosphere. And kind of the cool thing, I've seen you over at these Damon games, and you know this, pretty much everybody in the stands knows and has a personal connection with Mike McDonald and a lot of the players and a lot of the support staff at Damon. And it has a real small college, hometown feel atmosphere in those games. And having NCAA tournament and conference tournament championship games with Damon being the number one team in the country and the extra attention that was on to that was really a neat experience for anybody that's followed that Damon program and local college basketball with a lot of local Western New York players on that roster as well.
No doubt about it. And obviously Mike's had a fabulous career as a head coach. His son is actually the general manager now of the G League. I think it's the Long Island Nets or the Brooklyn Nets, right? G League team of the Brooklyn.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Look on Nets.
Yeah, son, Matt is general manager of the Long Island team, but the Brooklyn Nets, and probably on his way to being an NBA general manager at some point in his career. That's the path Amazing. He's on. He's got another son, Patrick, who works for the U.S. Navy and is off fighting on, or not fighting, but working on warships around the country, around the world, and a third son who's an assistant coach at Buff State Basketball locally. And Mike McDonald closing in on 500 career wins. They're going to be good again next year. They get five of their top eight players back, including All-American center Ben Bill from Hamburg. And they're going to be, if not number one in the country, kind of a top-ranked team. And I think they're trying to get another top-ranked team to come and play against Damon in that triple header at the arena with, you know, Canisius, Bonaventure, Niagara, and UB also involved in that event at some point in November or December.
Would that be a key bank maybe if they could do something like that, you think?
Yeah. They're definitely going to play games there. Still working on the opponents and who's playing there. But because it's an NCAA tournament year, Canisius and Niagara have to host games, at least one game earlier in the season. And Damon's been included in that in the past and will probably be invited to play another game there. And they just have to find a good opponent to draw people like me to want to watch them, me and you.
No, I know you'll be there. And I'll tell you, that's right. Next year, the tournament does come to Buffalo, the NCAA tournament. I'm glad you mentioned that. It jars me to ask you about my conversation with Pete Guelli when I was at the owners' meetings. He specifically said, we want to make Buffalo a college basketball destination. They have some plans for downtown, the arena. They want to bring bigger college basketball events to KeyBank Center. Obviously, they're still doing some upgrades. They want to upgrade around the arena. They think college basketball can thrive for some events here in downtown Buffalo. What do you think about that, given the appetite here and the teams here locally for college basketball, women and men?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, 20 years ago or so when they opened the arena, they used to play a lot of college basketball games down there. And previously at the Odd, before that, they had a real commitment when they opened that building to making it a regular event, college basketball games almost every weekend, if not a few times a month. And they brought in big teams. They had Big Four doubleheaders there a lot. And that waned over the years. The attendance got smaller and smaller. It got harder to turn a profit with bringing those teams in. You usually have to pay a big college to come in here, a guaranteed fee. And it just became a financial proposition that wasn't worth it for the people running the arena as the years gone by. I would like to see more and more of those games, but it's an interesting balance of finding the right team that the local fans will want to go out and see, because it really got to a point where if it wasn't a team that was top 10 or 15 in the country, it didn't get quite the buzz around here that was needed to get enough people in the building. But I think if they brought that back, because it's been a while, and brought some people, if you bring Alabama with Nate Oates as the coach,
yeah,
they're going to want to go see that game. So I think the right opponents, really needs the right basketball person booking it, seeing a year ahead of time with a roster, transfer portal, all that turnover. It's a little bit harder to guess who's going to be the top-ranked teams a year or two out. But I would like to see that. I would like to see, an NBA preseason game or something like that. Just a little bit more basketball programming in the arena is very much needed. And you can do some cool things. You can build it around these NCAA tournament games being here every 3 or 4 years in the local games, and just have it be more of a basketball event center, and maybe hang some banners for the Braves and Kelvin Murphy and Bob Lanier and all the old great basketball players, and kind of touch back to that legacy of playing basketball games down at the Odd many, many years ago.
Yeah, it's a great point. You bring like Nate Oates here, you're going to have a very big segment of the population, UB fans. People want to go and, see obviously Alabama play, but also because of that recognition. How about Brian Hodgson? I want to ask you about him too as we wrap up here. A couple of names. Nate Oates, obviously Alabama, they lose in the Elite Eight. Brian Hodgson, his assistant here at UB, his assistant at Alabama. Now he's the head coach at the University of South Florida after being the head coach at Arkansas State. And he's a Jamestown native, as you know, his journey. And then, of course, there's Carlin Hartman, associate head coach at Florida, who's now in the Final Four. I mean, this is 31 years after being a Western New York, all Western New York first team selection, Carlin Hartman in the Final Four. Very cool. These are three names that maybe you can get these programs. But either way, great to see their success, Joe. And I know you've been following them.
Yeah, and Florida has another Western New York native on their coaching staff, Jonathan Sapphire from Williamsville,
okay,
North. So, yeah, those are schools. And if you look around, there are schools around the country that either have coaches or players with ties to Western New York and would maybe be somewhat of a draw coming here in the arena. And also on the women's side, and there's some really good women's players playing at some big colleges all around the country, and even more joining the ranks next year. Madison Francis coming out of Lancaster, dunked the basketball twice this year in high school games. She'll be playing for Mississippi State. So there's opportunities to bring women's games into these doubleheaders, or maybe even host a women's NCAA tournament. That could be a possibility somewhere down the line. If the MAC, you got to get one of the conferences involved in that kind of thing. And the MAC usually hosts out in Albany, but they host men's games here. And I think they'd be open to possibly doing a women's tournament here at some point.
Follow him on Twitter at LeBronstein. That is Jonah Bronstein. He is the digital sports reporter at News 4, WIVB Channel 4 in Buffalo, a contributor for AP Sports. Listen, I mean, I always say that, I don't think that, and that includes everything we do, but we try to give space to the college game, and I talk about high school sports a lot, but I think general overall in the media in Buffalo, I think that the college sports, the high school sports especially, are a bit undercovered, but you do a great job, and I appreciate you bringing that out there, and I want everybody to go there and follow you and keep up to date because you're doing that type of work. So thanks a lot for doing this today.
Well, I appreciate that, Sal. If I could get one more quick mention in, another
yeah,
local Buffalo basketball team, the Buffalo Extreme.
Oh, thank you.
ABA basketball. They're off playing at the ABA finals this weekend. They're in a semifinal game in St. Louis at 3:00 on Friday. And if
okay,
they win that one, they'll be playing for the ABA overall professional basketball championship on Sunday. Coach Rich Jacob from Niagara Falls, and has coached a lot of local schools all around the years, mm-hmm, running that team, and a lot of local players. Darren Fenn, who played at Canisius, is the owner. So we have local basketball going into April for, I think, the first time ever. We have, two things going on, the women's NIT and the men's semi-professional team off playing for a championship in St. Louis.
Awesome. Rich is a great guy and obviously a fantastic coach. We got a lot of great coaches in this area, too, whether they're from here. A lot of them stopped here, but no doubt about that. Thanks a lot for reminding everybody about that. And again, if you want to learn more about that, the Buffalo Extreme, as well as the UB women in the NIT final, a lot of the local connections, what's going on in college and high school, follow Jonah online at LeBronstein. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too, Sal.
All right, thank you. That is Jonah Bronstein. Good stuff right there. All right, UB Women, NIT Final, Saturday at 5 p.m. Go to ubbulls.com for tickets. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the 11 a.m. hour, and then we'll bring you Christian Benford, his session with the media yesterday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.